The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, September 20th, 2022 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will, of course, always be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, I want to mention, I was just listening to Michael Rivero's show, and I heard Pete in L.A. call in. Pete, when you're talking about what you were talking about, and Layla, I think you're going to enjoy this show. The title for this evening's broadcast, History is Written by the Winners. The question is, should the word winners be replaced by sinners? Now, I'll share this report with you tonight, and at the end, I'll let you decide if they're winners or sinners. And by the way, I have a special guest in the second hour that wrote an amazing book, folks, and we're going to discuss that book, or, well, a few chapters of it. So get your pen and paper ready. Now, if we should lose this battle against globalism, history will be written by those who orchestrated their demonic agenda. The world economic collapse, the population reduction, the carbon taxes, the digital currency, and on and on and on. An Orwellian nightmare on steroids, folks. The very thought of losing this war gives a gut-wrenching feeling. Our forefathers must have felt when they signed the Declaration of Independence, pledging their all, their, including their lives, to defeat tyranny. That was back on July 4th, 1776, and here we are again, 246 years later, facing the same threat of tyranny. This is as perilous a time as it gets, folks, and it's for all the marbles and all our freedoms. Yes, 246 years ago, those brave souls stood up, they pledged their lives and won their independence for us. And our descendants, and their descendants. Now, we must now do the same for our descendants. They fought their war with guns. We fight our war with knowledge, and as I said when I wrote the message to all of you 5+ years ago, knowledge is power. Our knowledge is their Achilles heel. And folks, they are terrified of it. Now, ask yourselves, in your lifetime, have you ever seen a person that occupies the Oval Office, one that claimed he was going to, quote, unite the nation, proceed to demonize anyone that opposed his philosophy, or his handlers, we know he's not running it, to try to paint about two-thirds or better of a nation as extremists or terrorists if they don't agree with him? It was tantamount to George W. Bush when he said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists, remember that? Only now the focus isn't on alleged Muslim extremists. The focus is on us, you and me. Now the question is, why would his handlers have him orate such a bone-chilling message? And the answer? Because they are terrified. Because they are being exposed. Because the public is waking up. Because the tables are turning. And we, folks, are starting to win. Because they are being exposed. Now, for the past few weeks, in my Uber endeavors, I conversed with dozens of people on the subject of COVID and vaccines. happens all the time. I'd say probably a third of the people that get in my car talk about it. To my surprise, in all of those said conversations, and I have a tendency to lead those conversations, oops, my bad, not one person I spoke with that had been vaxxed or double vaxxed intended to get a booster. And many shared stories of friends or family who had either died or been disabled from the jab. Just one case I want to mention to you folks as far as we're winning, and I'm going to extend this a little bit, so bear with me. Three Fresno, California hospitals are now being sued for their medical protocols using remdesivir, midazolam, and morphine to treat and kill the alleged COVID patients, and there are many, many more. And then, just the other day, I happened to tune in to Alex Jones, and I heard this. Go ahead, Mike, play clip one.
So this graph that shows in the 2+ years of this poison shot, and if you go back, this is the biggest spot.
Okay, is it just me or I'm not hearing anything?
These are the latest numbers into September of this year.
It's fading
in and
out.
If you look, the peak of taking the poison shots was in December of 2021. Since then, there is a 99% rejection. 99% of people, and these numbers are up until the start of September, are refusing the experimental poison shots. So they've gone from having a helpless population that believed every word they were saying and massive uptake of this garbage that erases your immune system and doesn't protect you, to now the CDC saying, oh, we made big mistakes, it doesn't protect you. We lied to you, but it was for your own good. We hoped it would work. But we have the CDC document from 2000 and others in October where they said it isn't going to work and it's going to cause massive heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, infertility, strokes, the list goes on and on. And remember what the head of the CDC just said a month ago in national interviews. She said, we knew it wouldn't work. What did Birx, Trump's number two advisor, say? We knew it wouldn't work, but we told Trump it would. And still, he sits there pigheadedly. And I love Trump in 95% of what he does, but he still sits there pigheadedly saying, it's my greatest achievement, I'm so proud of it, when his own people have left the sinking ship and are saying it doesn't work. Sorry, cover our ass. This board told me, this agency told me, Fauci was in the Senate Wednesday. He said, well, it wasn't me approved it, it was these agencies, even though he controlled the White House policy and ordered it. So this graph that shows in the 2+ years of this poison shot, and if you go back, this is the biggest spike. And then suddenly, it collapses like a house of cards. As a dead cat bounce in the middle of January and then planes out in March, May, June, July, August, September, to a 99 plus percent reduction in people taking it. Now, what happens when 99% say no? All the intimidation, all the threats that people been under in healthcare and government and the military, being tortured with this and seeing their friends and family get sick and die, they say, you know what, screw you, everybody's on my side, and you have that tipping point, that turning point. This is spectacularly positive news, and this information from this show needs to be clipped out and needs to be spread to the four winds. Because this is victory right here.
And that's what I'm doing, folks. I'm spreading this to the four winds. Now, as Jones said, the peak of taking the poison shots was in December of 2021. And since then, it has gone downhill to where there's now a 99 point something rejection of the jab. Now, Jones was showing a graph of that statistic. Now, I don't know where he got it, but I would have to concur with Jones based on the numerous conversations that I've had with people personally in my Ubermobile that those figures are accurate. Now, of course, in his bombastic manner, Jones takes all the credit for the mass awakening, but that's typical Jones. The truth is, though, folks, the credit has to go not only to Alex, but to any and all of the attorneys, the scientists, the alternative media, the hosts, and you. The audiences, their audiences, who in their joint efforts, in our joint efforts, folks, have succeeded in pulling the curtain back on these criminals and exposing their demonic scheme. All those brave pilots, and I'm still experiencing the effects of that now because these airlines are canceling thousands of flights coming up into the holiday seasons. And why? Oh, no, it's not because of weather. It's not because of mechanical problems, because the pilots and the people that are in that industry said no. The doctors, the military, who stood up, they said, no, I'm not going to do this at the expense of their jobs and reputations. And now, quietly, after a U.S. federal district court issued an injunction against these blatant draconian demands handed down by Biden, the tyrant buffoon, to the military, both the Marine Corps and the Navy, folks, as of September 14th, guess what? The court has declared they don't have to take the jab. I remember picking up a couple of officers who were fighting that here a few months ago. You can read that article on the RBN website, folks. Do you see now why they're intent on destroying Jones? Do you see now why they are SWAT teaming so many people? It's not necessarily that they are, because it's mega Republicans, as the buffoon would have us believe. It's an intimidation ploy to silence all that are awake. We are informed, and many have platforms to educate the masses, and we have done so. And that's why their con game is collapsing, folks. So the credit goes to all of us, all of you, all of us awakened, beautiful souls with the gift of discernment and dissemination, and more importantly, the stones to share it. That's why Fauci is resigning, folks. That's why Walensky is backtracking. That's why Bill Gates' lack of public appearances lately are tantamount to a game of Where's Waldo? That's why, around the world, demonstrations in Denmark, in the UK, in the Netherlands, in Germany, Australia, displaying wanted posters of Gates and Schwab and Walensky and all their other minions. And that's why, folks, now, more than ever, we must keep fighting. We must keep educating. We must keep sharing our privileged beacon of light in a world of darkness and evil. For if we don't, we are, now hold on to your hats for this and listen very closely, compliant, complacent, and complicit. Now, Larkin, Texas, if you're listening to this, Larkin, Texas sat in for Robert Ravolt Sunday night, and what Lark wasn't aware of is that I happened to be listening to him on my commute home. And Lark brought up those three words, which hit home with me as I was mentally prepping for this report today. Those three words, compliant, complacent, and complicit. What we are seeing unfolding today is nothing new, folks. It's just a different color lipstick worn by the same demonic pigs, and I'll get into that later. The same cabal, the same bloodline, the same Satan-worshipping vampires attempting to suck the blood out and the life out of innocent, life-loving, God-fearing people like us, like yourselves and our children, that are just trying to raise their families in peace and to survive and to be left alone. And folks, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that we do not fall. We do not fail. Our freedom, our property, our lives, our children's lives, and their children's lives are depending on us to win. And if you sit by and you're compliant, if you stay on the sidelines and are complacent, then you are complicit. And should we lose this battle in what will become a very bleak, dark future for humanity, the short of it is, if you are not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. And if you comply, and if you are complacent, and if you do nothing, then you are complicit. you are indeed an accomplice to their plan. And those demonic pigs, though maybe showing a different color lipstick than their Luciferian forefathers, all in that big club that we're not in, intend to do the same thing to us that they did to our brethren throughout history. A history that has thus far been written by those sinners. Now, week before last, I was listening to the National Intel Report, thanks to my buddy back there in Texas, Mike. Thank you, Mike. His little roommate downloaded on the RBN app on my phone. I've been listening ever since. But anyway, I was listening to the National Intel Report on my commute home from Ubering, and I happened to catch William Repelin interviewing Reed Sainsbury, discussing Reed's new book, Exposing the Lies of History. Yes, folks, as I said, like you, I'm a listener as well. And some of the topics discussed in this book during that National Intel Report broadcast reminded me of a series of reports I did about 4 years ago, revolving around some of the same content. However, even with the extensive research I had done prior to airing the series, I was hearing or I was reading information from Reed that I had somehow either missed or overlooked. So guess what? I immediately ordered a copy of Reed's book from his publicist, Dave, which I know personally. Dave's, I consider him to be a friend of mine. He's a wake guy on the same page, and he's doing a lot of things that a lot of people do to try to wake people up. So congratulations, Dave. I know you're listening. After reading Reed's book in its entirety, I contacted Dave and scheduled him for an interview. And Reed will be on tonight in the second hour, folks. And before I continue, let me say that Reed's book is one of those books that are so fascinating, it's difficult to put down. I started reading it in the afternoon, the day I got the book, and I fell asleep with it on my lap around midnight. I awakened the next morning, I made my coffee, and I read the balance of it before I did anything else. It's that good, folks. It's also one of those books that you highlight, you reread it, and you keep it handy for reference. And it is for all that thirst for true knowledge. It contains 50 chapters, and every one of them shines a light on the falsities we've been fed for generations. And I would strongly recommend you obtain a copy of this book for your library. It can be found at MoneyTreePublishing.com. That's MoneyTreePublishing.com. NoneyTree. PublishingPublishing.com. Now, here in the first hour, I'm going to give you a heads up on an event unfolding that I believe could very well be tied to some past history. Now, we've all heard of the impending peril Germany is facing regarding energy as we progress into the fall and winter. Germany has relied upon energy from Russia under contract for their natural gas. Gazprom, you've heard of that. Germany, a member of NATO, has been pushed into a corner. But was this corner an accident, or was it by design, and was it part of a bigger plan? I'm going to refer you to an article written on September 17th out of the UNS Review, penned by David Chu, titled, Why is Germany Committing Suicide? That article as well is posted on the RBN website. Now, I'm not going to read the full article, but I am going to share a few interesting excerpts from it, as it looks as if Germany, who is about to fall on their sword, by the way, may have just been set up for a fall by the international cabal. Now, if this is true, and likely it is, David writes, why is Germany committing hara-kiri? Because the Americans ordered them to do so. And I'll add, by the way, who controls America's foreign policy, folks? We're going to get into that today, so stay tuned, Pete in L.A. We know the answer to that, don't we? And if we don't, we're going to find out. I'll get back and talk about a little bit of F. William Ingdahl, what he wrote out of the Information Clearinghouse on September 2nd. Stick around, more to come. Do I hear the music? I believe I do, Mike. Yes. We'll be back at 3. Stick around. This show is going to get really interesting, folks.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Yeah, there must be some kind of way out of here. All along the watchtower, well, we're watching, and there is a way out of here, and that's knowledge, that's education, that's telling everybody. Shout it from the rooftops. Tell the world what's going on here, folks. They'll collapse. Now, on September 2nd, from the Information Clearinghouse, F. William Ingdahl wrote, and I quote, on August 22nd, the exchange-traded market price for natural gas in the German, the trading hub Europe, the gas hub, was trading more than 1,000% higher than a year ago. And most citizens are told by Scholz, you know, the president over there, that the reason is, just like Biden said, Putin and Russia's war on the Ukraine. The truth is quite otherwise. EU politicians and major financial interests are using Russia to cover what is a made-in-Germany and Brussels energy crisis, and the consequences are not accidental. They, those leaders, just like Biden over here, are reading a script, folks. And what is that script? This is the UN Green Energy Agenda 2030, otherwise known as Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. It's all part of the EU plan to deindustrialize Germany. Now, does that sound familiar? Could it be that certain Jewish people in power are holding a grudge over Germany, expelling the Rothschild banks and expelling Jewish German occupants after worldwide Jews boycotted Germany before World War II? But it's not just Germany.
It is to emasculate Europe completely so as to make Europe completely dependent on the U.S. for both energy and technology. And then the rest of the world is moving towards BRI and BRICS, the BRICS nations. The only bloc left to harvest, a.k.a. rape and pillaging for the Americans, is Europe. Well, plus Japan and South Korea. Now, back in January, a Swedish newspaper published an article claiming to have obtained a classified document signed by the RAND Corporation, you know, that think tank, folks, and it was titled Exclusive Summary, Weakening Germany and Strengthening the U.S. On September 14th, the RAND Corporation published a press release claiming that article was fake. The distribution list for that RAND report included the White House Chief of Staff, the Assistant to the President's National Security Affairs Department of State, the CIA, the NSA, the DNC, and it was labeled confidential. You want to mute? You want to mute your mic there for a minute, Reed?
Okay.
Okay, we've got Reed. Folks, I want to continue with this. I've got Reed on the line. He got on a little bit early, and I can't wait to have him on, but I want to finish this up. Okay. A couple of excerpts from the RAND document. The present state of the U.S. economy does not suggest that it can function without financial and material support from external sources. That's the very definition, folks, of a parasitic empire. The quantitative easing strategy, which the Fed has resorted to regularly in recent years, as well as uncontrolled issue of cash during the 2020 and 2021 COVID lockdowns, has led to a sharp increase in the external debt and an increase in the dollar supply, the very definition, folks, of high inflation rates, and the continuing deterioration of the economic situation is highly likely to lead to a loss in the position of the Democratic Party in Congress and the Senate in the forthcoming elections to be held in November of 22. The impeachment of the president cannot be ruled out under these circumstances, which must be avoided at all costs. There is an urgent need for resources to flow into the national economy, especially the banking system, and only European countries bound by the EU and NATO commitments will be able to provide them without significant military and political costs for us. You see, folks, the USA has run out of third world and developing nations to rape, pillage, and bomb. Internationally, they need a new cash cow. Domestically, they're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents for their local cash cow. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got Reed on the line here. I've got a break coming up here in a couple minutes. If you can just hang tight, I don't want to bring you on and just have go to a break, Reed, so just hang in there for just a couple minutes. We'll go to a break, and I'll bring you back on. I'm very excited to have this man. I heard William Replim interview this guy a couple weeks ago. I read his book. I correlated this book with history that I had researched when I did a 10-part series 4 years ago on these very items. And I have to tell you, folks, this guy put it together like no other, because this is an encyclopedia. This is a woven historical, I would say, proof of what we're looking at right now. You can go through Reed's book, look at the entire history of what's been happening all along in world events, and it all leads back to the same people. We're going to find out who those people are. Are you excited yet, folks? All right, I am. Anyway, most of us already know, but we're going to give Reed the floor when I get back from the break and let him talk. So, anyway, the only feasible way to guarantee Germany's rejection of Russian energy supplies is to involve both sides in a military conflict, according to the Reed report. A military conflict in the Ukraine, and our further actions in this country will inevitably lead to a military response from Russia. Russians will obviously not be able to leave unanswered the massive Ukrainian army pressure on the unrecognized Donbass republics that would make it impossible to declare Russia an aggressor and apply it to the entire package of sanctions prepared beforehand. This article was written and submitted to the powers that be before Russia invaded Ukraine. We'll be back in three with my special guest, Reed Sainsbury. Stick around, folks. I think you're going to enjoy the rest of this program. Be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the abyss of Arizona. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing, and I totally agree with that. Now, as I said in the beginning of this broadcast, history is written by the winners, and we are about to find out just who those winners or sinners are. We're going to drill down today, folks, and explore the root cause of our current chaotic environment by comparing what we are seeing today in exploring the past. And may I say, true history. I want to start with congratulations on a phenomenal book packed with information. It's called Exposing the Lies of History, and it takes you on a journey through history and weaves just a mosaic of a picture of the control behind the scenes of significant world events like what you see unfolding today. Now, I want to welcome Reed Sainsbury. Reed, you're on. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome, and again, I want to congratulate you on the book. It is a phenomenal work. Obviously, you guys put a lot of effort in putting this book together, and it is one of those books, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I couldn't put it down. I actually fell asleep with it in my lap about midnight, picked it up, made my coffee, and I finished the book, and it's one of those books I will have on my shelf forever and use it as an index, you know, for reference. But I want to start this interview
with a question, Reed. From your perspective, are all Jews the enemy?
No, absolutely not. Right. There's lots of good Jews out there. Every institution, every religion, every race has good people. They have bad people. Myron Fagan, Jack Bernstein, you know, those were whistleblowing Jews. Benjamin Friedman was another whistleblowing Jew. Bobby Fischer. There's been lots of good Jews that are concerned with the welfare of humanity. They want the best for the world. They want peace. They're opposed to the wars, to the propaganda, to the Zionist Jews who are atheists, who worship money, and they do everything in their power to gain more of it, and that's why they instigate wars. So there's certainly good Jews out there, just as not all Christians are good people that abide by the Ten Commandments. Not all Jews are bloodthirsty atheists. So, you know, let's set the record straight once and for all. There's good Jews out there, okay? When we talk about Jews, we're usually referring to these Zionist Jews like the Rothschilds that instigate wars. They work through deceit. They're the propaganda masters. That's who we're referring to.
Right. And I want to throw another Jewish lady in, Janet Phelan, investigative journalist, who, in my impression, is the bulldog of journalists. She's a very good friend of mine. She's a great person, and she's also Jewish. Now, Reed, would you concur that there are Jews out there who are actually offended at having their religion basically hijacked by these people? And many Jews, like today's normies, are clueless as to what's being done in their name.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think there's a lot of Jews that, let's compare it to Christians. You know, there's so many different denominations, and you got some that go out and get drunk every other night, but they believe in Jesus Christ, so, you know, we can go out and do whatever we want, right? Are they good Christians? Well, you know, lots of people will argue, well, if you're a good Christian, you don't go out and do those types of things. So, the same would hold true for some of these Jews that are appalled by the Zionists who work through deceit and lies and do all manner of workings of darkness. So, absolutely.
Well, okay. So the people out there that they group them all and they throw them into the prophetic Jew bucket, from your research and mine, they really haven't done their homework. Would you agree with that?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what I want to do, and folks, again, this book contains 50 chapters, every one of which is a fascinating chapter, and this is coming from me. I read the book. But I want to focus today, if we have time. And by the way, folks, usually I open the lines at the top of the second hour. I'm going to delay that, and anybody that wants to join in, I'm going to save that for the bottom of the second hour. And Reed was kind enough to be able to join us early. I'm assuming you got through with your patients a little bit early, Reed. That's great. I'm glad of that. So let's start. Well, let's talk about the bad ones. Let's talk about these demonic ones, okay? So let's start with chapter 7. And obviously these people, the Zionist Jews, whoever, that are looking for world control, they're not reading the first and or the Old and New Testament of the Bible. They're referring to something else. And in chapter 7, you outline that something else as the Talmud, the Jewish Bible, right?
Right.
And so there's some excerpts out of this that I don't know where you were able to obtain this, but I know through reading this book that you said they've also made a, I guess what you would call it, a Christian or a Goyim version of this, which kind of it eliminates the real meat of the Talmud, right?
Correct. It tones it down so that their true messages are a little bit hidden.
Mm-hmm. I'll just read a couple of excerpts of this before we move into chapter 8. But it says, every goy or goyim who studies the Talmud and every Jew who helps him in it should die. That's the Sanhedrin 59A, Abota Zora B6, Zagiga 13. So, in other words, anybody, any Jewish person that is a believer in the Talmud that would allow a Christian or a Gentile to even look at what's in this book should die. So this is kind of an intimidation or a fear tactic for a Jewish person to say, nah, I'm not going there, right?
Right. And could you imagine if Christians said that about the Bible? If we allowed any non-Christian to read the Bible, they should die. That would be absurd, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, as Christians, we spend millions of dollars doing missionary work all over the world trying to bring the gospel, which is the good news, to the world. That, you know, the Ten Commandments really is the best way to live. If you abide by them, you're going to have peace on any continent. And so we just want to spread this good news to the world. But in the Jewish Talmud, it's forbidden. Doesn't that strike you odd? It does me.
And I go on to read here that the Jews are human beings, and this is coming out of the Talmud, folks. The Jews are human beings. The other people of the world are not human beings, but beasts. So basically what they're doing is just saying that all goyim are cattle. And I'm not talking about a lot of Jews. I'm talking about specific Jews who believe that the Talmud is their Bible, and they go by all of the writings in this. So these people believe, and it spells out. I've always said, read, actions speak louder than words. Just by virtue of the actions that we see unfolding around us in our society today, like the jab, like the mandates, and so forth, we see what's happening with people dropping like flies left and right, people being debilitated. What person of ethical background with integrity would have a belief in the supernatural, Jesus or otherwise, or even Allah or Hindu or whatever? What person could do that? That person would have to completely lack conscience, would have a complete lack of empathy, would be just demonic, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Well, and then you have Bill Gates and Henry Kissinger, who have both said we need to depopulate the planet. Who made them leaders to make that decision? We need to depopulate the human population.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you say that. I want to pose a question to you, Reed, at this point, because we're talking about a particular sect which you call Zionist Jews. But interestingly enough, this guy that got up and made a speech a couple of weeks ago, this puppet, this buffoon, that is demonizing two-thirds of the American people by calling us extremists because we don't go along with everything he dictates, this guy, by his own admission, is not a Jew. So he's a Zionist, but he's not a Jew. So does that not tell us that he's either compromised, he's bought off, or he's intimidated? And or maybe he just is lacking the cognitive function to do anything other than stand up and eat ice cream. Go ahead.
Well, he's just a puppet. The Rothschilds pull his strings, and he dances to their tune. Every president dances to their tune. If they don't, they blow their head off like they did Kennedy in Dallas. When John F. Kennedy started talking about doing away with the Federal Reserve, they made a point to show America that they won't tolerate anyone messing with their banking cartel, and they blew his head off. When Lincoln issued greenbacks during the Civil War and bypassed the Rothschilds, they had Booth assassinate him. So, you know, they're making a statement. You mess with our banking dynasty and we'll assassinate you. And that's what they do. So, you know, every president is a puppet in their hands.
And a lot of times, even if a president gets elected completely by accident, you know, like in the case of Donald Trump, that was a fluke, I believe. You remember when he was inaugurated and he walked into the White House with Barack Obama, and usually they spend 10, 15 minutes. He was in there for an hour and a half, and he came out and he looked like he'd seen a ghost. So do you think it was at that point in time where they just kind of, you know, had to come to Jesus meeting with Trump and said, here's how it's really going to be? What's your thoughts on that?
Probably so. I don't think it was an accident. I think they put him in there because they wanted him in there to swing the pendulum to the far right. Okay? That way you get the leftist, Marxist, liberal Democrats hating Trump because he is cocky and arrogant, but he's also, you know, on the far right. So that way you could divide and conquer the nation. And it would not surprise me if they put another right winger in there after this buffoon Biden is done with his stint to keep the pendulum swinging back and forth to really divide and conquer the country, because that's what they have done by putting Trump in there on the right, and now they got Biden, who's way over to the left. And, you know, I tell people all the time, 10 years ago, there was a lot of gray area. There was people that were fence sitters, you know, am I a Republican, Democrat? But now you talk to people, they're either right-wing, conservative, Christian, constitutional, you know, the right to bear arms, or they're leftist, Marxist, pro-socialism, open up the borders, gay rights, transgender, let the children choose what sex they want to be. You know, there's no middle ground anymore. They're either on the far left or the far right.
Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting you brought that up because, you know, it's almost, I found it almost impossible to even have a, you know, a conversation with these people. I'll give you an example. I picked up a lady that was a voter registrant. You know what those are? They go out and they register people to vote, right? Mm-hmm. I picked her up at a post office last week, and she gets in the car all disheveled, and I said, what's wrong? And she says, well, the manager just kicked me out of the post office. And I said, well, why? You're signing up people to vote. Post office usually will allow somebody like that to go in there. Her claim was that she didn't have a permit. But as the ride progressed, I found out the reason he kicked her out is because she was, you know how these people, they talk about voting for the lesser of two evils and they'll pick a particular issue and they'll go with that because they know their candidate is pro or con that issue, you know, depending right. on which way they want to vote. Her issue was Roe v. Wade. And she was just all over that. She says they violated everybody's constitutional rights by, you know, the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And I made the mistake, Reed, of telling her that Roe v. Wade was a Supreme Court decision and not a constitutional right. And you would have thought that I had a Dr. Jekyll that turned into Mr. Hyde. The rest of the trip, she was just literally, the fangs came out, and I mean, she was just screaming at me because I had corrected her on that. And she basically told me I was an idiot, didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, go read the Constitution. But at any rate, the point I'm getting to is that in many, many instances, I have found that it is no longer possible to even sit down and have an intelligent conversation with these people because the propaganda, and I have to give credit to the powers that be, the propaganda has worked, Reed. They have succeeded in complete. This is a different planet. I don't recognize it. I feel like every morning I get up and I live in the twilight zone, you know. But, you know, and in your book, you do a fantastic job of weaving this all throughout history. We're seeing this all culminate in the life that we're living today because this is the end game. This is for all the marbles. Would you not agree? They are pulling out all the stops with the illegal immigration. I'm down close to the border. I'm seeing these people. I've seen three high-speed chases just in the last 2 weeks of these illegals coming over here with people, you know, running from the police with three immigrants in the car and so forth. But the bottom line, it's that, you know, it's the jab. It's, you know, the gas prices, it's the inflation. And this is by design. Anybody that can't believe or still refuses to believe that this is by design is completely gone. They obviously are, you know, the hypnotization has worked on them. You want to comment before I move on?
Sure, I couldn't agree more. I mean, their goal is to, George Soros has even publicly said, you know, the Hungarian Jew, that his goal is to destroy the United States and rip up the Constitution. I mean, their goal is to shred us so that they can usher in their Luciferian New World Order agenda, which is to, you know, tear down all sovereign borders and unite us as one big world order. And that's the goal. It's interesting to note that going back to the Rothschild, in my book, I quote Gödel Schnapper Rothschild, the wife of Mayor Amschel, And she said this regarding to her five sons, the banking gurus. If my sons did not want wars, there would be none. What kind of mother says that? She knows how much power her sons have because they control the banks. And when you control the banks, you control the media, and you can dictate your narrative that you want the masses to believe. And that's what they've done. That's what they're doing. And that's what they intend to do as the mass brainwashing continues.
And they all want to be on the top of the mountain. Oh, I hear the music coming up. Okay, we got to take a 3-minute break, Reed. When I get back, let's shift gears and let's go into Chapter 8 for a bit, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. I want to touch on a few interesting snippets on that one. So we'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, the National Intel Report, with my special guest, Reed Sainsbury. Stick around, more to come, folks.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, Reed Sainsbury. Just a little bit of trivia for you. Are you aware? I didn't see this in your books. A little bit of trivia for you, Reed. Did you know that Biden's Secretary of State is Jewish? His Attorney General is Jewish? His Secretary of the Treasury is Jewish? And even his Chief of Staff is Jewish? How does all that happen?
Just coincidence.
Just coinkadink. Okay. Well, listen, I want to shift gears here and go into the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, because our former late great John Stadtmiller actually read the entire thing on the air in his life. He's passed away now. But just an overview, the protocols contain 24 protocols or instructions, if you will, 293 paragraphs, 84 pages detailing a Luciferian plan to overthrow Western civilization, to subjugate mankind, and concentrate all the wealth of the world into the hands of the Zionist Jews. And that the notes were taken by Theodore Herzl in 1897. And when this was challenged, they, of course, denied that they had written it and called it a forgery, I believe. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Unfortunately, everything that we see that you've written throughout history in your research and those protocols and the Elders of Zion is another coinkydink, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, wonders never cease. Just some of them, according to the protocols, the Goyim are mentally inferior to Jews, and their protocols were to plant their agents in governments, colleges, universities, labor unions, and so forth, and churches. And the reason I read that with Biden's Secretary of State and so forth, it looks like they're doing a really good job, not only here in the Biden administration, but in Klaus Santa Claus Schwab's World Economic Forum School for upcoming globalists like Pierre Trudeau and Gavin Newsom and Jacinda Ardern and all these people that are being conveniently and covertly placed into these positions of power to carry out this nefarious plan. Your thoughts on that, Reed?
Yes, absolutely. And like Henry Ford said, you know, all I have to say about the protocols is look. Everything that they state is unfolding perfectly. It's happening. So even if you're one of these who believe, oh, I've done research and the protocols is a forgery, well, doesn't a forgery mean there has to be an original to be a forgery? So, okay, so maybe someone forged a second copy, however you want to look at it. Who cares? The point is everything's unfolding according to how they're outlined.
Well, let me read from you just another little protocol here. And this ought to ring true with a lot of people out in the audience, including yourself, and I commend you for writing this, to appoint puppet leaders who can easily be controlled by blackmail threats. Do you think that includes Biden, the laptop, sniffing little girl's hair and showering with his daughter? I'm not sure. Go ahead.
yes, but you know, when you read through the protocols, I mean, everything, you know, plant our agents in governments, colleges, university, labor unions, churches. I mean, look at all the so-called Christian preachers that fall for the Zionist Jew plot, send all your money to Israel, you know, while terrorize the Palestinians. Oh boy, they're great people. Aren't they over there persecuting the Palestinians? But we Christians are going to send billions of dollars to them. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I got it, Mike. Okay, we got a top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Folks, stick around. Second hour with Reed Sainsbury. The bottom of the hour, I'll open up the phone lines. We're going to shift gears here in a few minutes and go to another real interesting subject. Be right back.
We must take America back.
We must take America back. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.